We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're talking with Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health. And lots going on here with the future of mental health here in Kansas. We have a phone call before we get any further, though. So let's go to the phone line. And good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. Thank you for your efforts to develop the community mental health service. You know, there's so many of the people that, as first responders and all, that try to service us across the country. I've always been affiliated with the first responders, for instance, that went into Oklahoma City Federal Courthouse, crawling between the floors, trying to pull people out. My guy, they didn't have a psychology group that they had in Miami for the, when the building went down. But they found him out in the front seat of the fire truck, rocking back and forth. Well, they put him on an airplane back to Miami to the family. He didn't get care, ended up losing the wife, the family, the home, and out on the street. One of the first responders from Cleveland went to New York for 9/11, and my goodness, just the dust and the, as well as the emotional stress, it just disrupted his whole life and family. There's such a need for that community. Whether it's just not dealing with Uncle Billy that somebody called the cops on, but also those first responders that are riding with the community psychological resources. Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Yes, thank you so much for the call. And just as I was considering what you had to say, it made me think about the fact that people in so many professions are being expected to do things or to address things that they weren't really initially equipped to do. And I think about our school teachers and just the way in which their jobs have expanded so significantly over the years, you know, where they're having to address issues that they didn't go to school to address, where our law enforcement officers, our fire, those who work on the fire departments, even just as you think about just businesses in general, people across the board are being asked to deal with situations and respond to things that they have not been trained or equipped to deal with or to respond to. And so I think it's so important that we provide whatever kind of support we possibly can. And that's one of the things that Pawnee Mental Health and the Co-Responder Program is designed to do. You know, several years ago, there was a program called Mental Health First Aid that was developed, and it actually originated in Australia, but it's immigrated to other countries, I guess you could say. And we have a Mental Health First Aid program here in the United States. At Pawnee Mental Health, we offer that program, and that program is designed for the layperson. And it's designed to give the layperson just sort of the skills they need to be able to do, you know, if you think about it, as sort of a first aid kind of a response for people who they might encounter who are having a mental health problem or crisis. And so we just really need to be supportive of each other and try to help each other as much as we can. And this Mental Health Modernization and Reform Committee has done really some amazing work in terms of identifying what some of the goals are, the needs are for the state of Kansas. And in addition to emphasizing that we implement this certified community behavioral health model, they have also recognized that there are workforce challenges. And again, this is another one of those areas that all industries are experiencing right now. We were experiencing workforce challenges in mental health before the pandemic. And since the pandemic, those workforce challenges have magnified. One of the ways the Mental Health Modernization and Reform Committee has suggested addressing that is by adjusting required supervision hours of clinicians before they're actually able to provide services in the field. The committee is also recommending that we need to address psychiatric inpatient capacity needs. We've seen significant reductions in the availability of inpatient psych beds. There's a recognition that that needs to be addressed. That goes along with one of the recommendations to develop a regional model that would supplement state psychiatric hospital capacity. You know, the state of Kansas only has two state psychiatric hospitals. And so, and one of those is in Osawatomie and the other one is in Larned. And so for most people in Kansas, that's a pretty significant drive. What the Modernization and Reform Committee is recommending is developing regional state hospital alternatives. And so what that would be hospitals then on a more regional basis who would be able to offer some of the same kinds of services that the state psychiatric hospitals are able to offer. It would mean a shorter drive for patients and their families who need that inpatient psychiatric care. And KDADS is already working pretty aggressively on developing that model. Modernization Committee has also recommended that we need to do more for suicide prevention. And that's something that the legislature allocated $3 million towards this year for implementation of the 988 suicide prevention hotline.
All right, we'll have to leave it there, Robin. But I know you have a booth at the Riley County Fair. Where can they find you?
That's right. We're going to be at the Riley County Fair this weekend. We are right outside of Potter Fall. And so if anybody wants to come by and see us, we encourage them to do that. We're also going to be at Everybody Counts in August. And so come see us. We have information about Pawnee Mental Health. I think there's some Pawnee Mental Health swag at these tables as well. And so we'd be glad to have people stop by and say hello.
All right. Thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.